This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. So tonight's halacha shir is entitled Eating in Public. It's something which I've been curious about, but never had a chance to research. And it's not really connected to this week's parasha. It's something which is just, you know, a summer topic. Here in London, we are enjoying some warm weather. So the concept of eating in public is more prevalent. So what is the background? The background is a Gemara in Kiddushin. If you look at your first box, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com and I'll be near to send you the handout. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Amud Bey says, Ton Rabbonim, Ha'eichel Beshuk, someone who eats in the marketplace, in the street, Har is a doimen lekelev, he's like a dog. V'yesh oimrim, posel le'edus, and some say he is posel le'edus, he is invalid to be a witness in court, in Beis Din. Now, what is the analogy to a dog? So the Marsha says on this Gemara, doimen lekelev, she doimen lekelev, she ein mezoinoi motzu bebayis, a kelev is always hungry. The Gemara says in Gittin, in the Bar Kamtza Gemara, in Hanizaki, in the Gemara, which is often learned around Tisha B'Av time, that there was one of the rich Jews of Yerushalayim, was Kalba Sovua. Kalba Sovua was, he was so wealthy that he would be very hospitable and he could have sustained with others the whole of Yerushalayim for many, many years. But why was he called Kalba Sovua? He was called Kalba Sovua because anyone who came into his house as hungry as a Kelev would leave Savua, would leave satisfied. So therefore, the kelev is always the example of an animal which is really, really hungry. So therefore, because ein mezoinoi motzu bebayis, says the Marsha, v'oichel gam b'shuk, and therefore he would eat also in the marketplace, im nimtza lo sham, if he finds food. So therefore, someone who eats in a shuk is doimel kelev. Says Rashi, why is he posel le'edus? Says Rashi there in Kiddushin, the kiven she'enim in ha'yishuv. He's not behaving in a sort of a human way, in a sort of a normal, regular fashion. In makbid al atzmoi, he's not particular about himself. He hasn't v'lein no boishes upon him. He has no shame. He's eating in public. V'chein oichel b'shuk hayel v'in makbid. Since he is not makbid on his own covered, on his own dignity, ain a boish lezalzel ba'atzmoi v'liposel. And therefore, he's not embarrassed to degrade himself by lying in court, perhaps. And therefore, he is posel le'edus. Now, what exactly is the issue? So says Taisvas, interestingly, he quotes Rashi, and Rashi says, Pirish Bakuntras, Hoyova in a mak with alatsma in a boish lazaza ba'atsma. He sort of lost his self-dignity. Eating in the street is considered a sort of a lowly form of behavior. Says Taisvas for Kasha, Amai in the second box, Amai posaladus, Ha'amrinim b'Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says, Rav Shimon b'Rebbe have ochel b'shuka, that Rav Shimon b'Rebbe would eat in the shuk, and Chazi Rav Meir saw him. Amalei ein shevach letamid leechol b'shuk, mashma de l'ache ein k'peda. Says Tosfos that the problem is only if a Talmud Chacham eats in the street. For him, it's not considered dignified for a Talmud Chacham. He should sort of hold himself and behave in a slightly higher, more refined level. So it's not appropriate for him. But for another person, it seems to be okay. So what we'll see, we're going to try and apply this to halacha l'maisa. What heterim perhaps are there? Is it okay to eat in the marketplace? Does it really invalidate a person as a witness? So one heter perhaps is, says the Tosfos based on the Yerushalmi, that the restriction is only for those people who are Talmidei Chachamim, but for other people, perhaps ein k'peda. Now,
if someone eats in public, then what
it's considered an undignified behavior, therefore they haven't got that sort of self-dignity, and as Rashi says, then ein boish lezalzel ba'atzma, he might degrade himself in other ways, by being perhaps flippant when it comes to testimony and not being an accurate, not being an authentic witness. I think that's the understanding. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel gives a different pshat. This is in the third paragraph of the Tosis there. You know what we're talking about over here? Someone who's grabbing and eating. I.e., he's in the marketplace and he sees, you know, imagine you go to the marketplace and there are stalls and, you know, and you can nash from various stalls. So he's chapping from here and from there. So Vim Thomas, he says Taisvas, Im Kain, Pshita the Apostle, the Gazanhu. Of course, he's going to be an invalid aid because he's a thief. he's taking food without paying for it. The Yeshleima answers Taisvas, Shechaitif Bepochas Meshava Pruta. He's stealing less than a Shava Pruta. So imagine, you know, you're in the Shuk in Yerushalayim, it's Erev Shabbos, and you're buying some nash for Shabbos. So there are some stalls which sells nuts and things like that. So you nash a couple of nuts here and a few bits there. Each little bit is less than is a Shava Pruta. A Shava Pruta is the minimum amount, whatever that happens to be. 50p, 20p. Yeah, so you take one nut, that's less than that. So it's not very expensive. So he's taking less than a Shava Pruta from each store owner. Inami she goes a dover she ain't makbid olav, or he takes something where the owner is not makbid, and therefore it wouldn't constitute as theft. He doesn't become a thief, and therefore he's not posseladus. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, continues Tosfos. V'harav Eliyahu mefarish kagoyin she holach etzel hamoichrim. He's going round to the various sellers in the market. V'toyim mishel kulam, and he's nashing from all of them. Maat maat ki ilu roitzel iknos mehem, suggesting that he really wants to buy from them. V'nicha hashta shekaren kelev, and therefore he's called a dog. He's compared to a dog. Shadoim le kelev oichel kan maat v'kan maat. He has a little bit here, a little bit there. It's dog-like behavior. And the last pshat, the Rabbeinu Tam, interestingly, pirush the oichel b'shuk haynu she oichel su'uda de pas. He's eating a proper meal, a bread meal. You know, he's making a whole celebration out of this. And therefore, the gnai yoseh says Tosfos, says Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore that's even more inappropriate, it's a gnai, it's disgraceful for him to have a whole meal. So, two possible heterium we've seen so far. A, it could apply to a Talmud Chacham only, and B, only if he's having a sudas of pas, but not just a snack here and there. Okay, now is this brought lahalocha? So the Rambam, in Hilchas Eidus, Perek Yud Aleph Halocha Hei says, this is paragraph 3, V'chein ha-bezuyin, those sort of disgraceful people, pesulin le'edus midivrehim, apostle from being an aid midrabbanon, v'heim ha'anoshim shaholchim v'oichim b'shuk, people who eat in the street, in public, b'fnei kol ha'om, you know, in front of everyone, u'chagayin eilu shaholchim arumim b'shuk, and other people, they go undressed in the marketplace, b'eishen oskim b'melocha, imagine they're doing a hard labor. So they're going in a state of semi-undress. So these people ain't makbidin ala boishes, they have no self-respect, and therefore the Rambam categorizes the person who eats in public with that sort of behavior. Shekol elu chashuvin kekelev ain't makbidin ala edus sheker, and therefore they're not makbid on edus sheker. They've lost their sense of self-respect, and therefore they're questionable if they can be a kosher aid. Now the Beis Yosef in the next paragraph, in Chesh Mishpat Lamed Dalad Lamed, so the Rambam, he brings the Rambam, at the cost of Chena Bezuim Posle Eidus Midivrehim, Vehem Hanoshim Shehochim Vechim Bashuk, etc., etc. And then he brings Rabbeinu Tam. Veloi Roisi Bedivri HaRambam Hechri Lekach, Veyoisi Nir Eloima, says the Beis Yosef, of course, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, in his commentary on the tour, he says, Veyoisi Nir Eloima, the Sphirile, the Hardom in Posle Eidus, that which we say that a person is Posle Eidus Hanuk Sheichel Bashuk, Bifnei kol ha'om. That's if he's eating in public when there are loads of people around. Avol imoichel b'shuk she'ein by rov ha'om. But if you're eating in public, but there are not a lot of people around, ele k'tzas ovrim v'shavim, there may be some people passing by. Lo mifsel v'hain v'hidur sham, like in the Yerushalmi. So then you've got a third possibility. Third possibility is, imagine, you know, in the long summer evenings here in London. We're here in the height of summer, Motzei Shabbos is very late. My brother-in-law, Eretz Yisrael, he says, in London, in the summer, Motzei Shabbos goes out, on Tuesday. Shabbos goes out very late. So imagine you go out in the evening and you're sitting and you're having a picnic in the park. It's late at night, it's quiet, there's a cool air, and there's not many people around. It's not Oxford Circus, it's not Piccadilly, it's not the High Street. So then, according to Beis Yosef, no problem. The problem is, b'fnei rov, what's the lashon? Bifnei kol ha'om, in front of a lot of people. So if it's only a few people passing by, that's not an issue. Okay, so a third heter. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, almost verbatim quotes the Rambam I mentioned above. There is an interesting chashukei chemet. The chashukei chemet we've quoted before is the great Rabbi Yitzchok Zilberstein. He's alive and well, one of the great poskim of our time, son of Rabbi Yashiv, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, and he has these wonderful svarim, the Chashuk Echemed, and on the Gemara in Brachas Nun Omed Aleph, he has the following question. What about eating in a restaurant, i.e. restaurants which have tables on the pavement? And we see this more and more. I was driving down Golders Green Road, I noticed it a couple of days ago, I guess the shiur was on my mind, And I noticed that more and more stores have got tables outside on the pavement. Is that a problem? Is this caught by being, you know, Oichel Bashuk? And what about eating on a bus? So it's one thing if you're taking a 10-minute bus ride to school or whatever it may be.
Then why you put them together?
I put them together because that was a question that came to the Chashuk Kemet together. So I'm just, I put them together because he did. But it's the same sort of concept. Are there, in other words, prevalent customs of eating in public would be perhaps in a sort of a restaurant with tables on the pavement, or on a bus, what about a train, what about an aeroplane? Is there any problem? Where, is this Eichel Bashuk? What does it mean exactly? So let's take a look at this Chashuk Echemet. Very interesting. But Meseches Kiddushin Mem Amud Beis Ne'emar. He's quoting the Gemara we mentioned at the top. Ha'eichel Bashuk Harizeh Doimel Akelef. Someone who eats in public is like compared to a dog. V'yesh Omrim Posel Eidus. Omrav Adi Ba'avin Halach Yesh Omrim. We paskin like that Yesh Omrim that it's considered Posel Eidus. Yeshnam misados. There's a misadot. There are restaurants. Ashe orchim shulchan aseihem al hamadrecha, which is a place where people pass by, a public place. Ha'im oichel yad shulchan zeh doim al oichel b'shuk aloi. Is there a problem of eating in public, you know, in one of these tables in the street? K'moikin yeshdish amadina oichel b'otobus siburi. What about eating in an autobus in a bus in public transport? Let's take a look at the tshuva. Next page. But Rambam, he quotes the Rambam. Now that's an important point. Sheholchin, the lashon of the Rambam is what is Eichel Bashuk? Sheholchin v'Eichlin. They're walking and eating in the marketplace. Hoysif Rambam Tanai Noisif says the Chashuk Chemed, this extra condition. Sheholchin v'Eichlin Bashuk. They're walking and eating. If you're sitting down, even if it's on the pavement and a table by the pavement, then you're not walking, you're stationary, and therefore you're not bichlal chelev. For you and Bagos Yavitz, the Yavitz in Kiddushin there says shekosov gam lahav ben holich v'eichel b'shuk. He makes the same distinction. Leben yeshiv v'eichel. Or b'zem miyashiv who has kushis hatesis shom etc. For yitochin shemakurish l'aram shekosov holich v'eichel b'shuk. Okay, beautiful. Now. Sibben Oisefes, an extra point, Lahater Sachil Yad HaShulchan, an extra point is interesting, is the Marsha. The Marsha Hizbe Shelochein Oichel Bashuk Doim El Kelev, Mishum She'en Mezonish La Kelev Motzu Bebayis. The whole point of the Kelev is that his food is not Bebayis, and therefore he's running around looking for food. V'lochein Oichel Gam Bashuk Im Nimtzu Leisham. He's just looking for food wherever he can find it. That's the dog comparison. But you're not randomly looking and scrounging for food here and there or eating. It's not the same analogy. And therefore, if you're going to a restaurant who happen to have tables outside on the pavement, it's not analogous to the case of the dog, which the Gemara in Kiddushin is referring to. And therefore, and he brings a medrash which says the same thing, that the Esther Rabbah, where they would make a sort of marketplace into a large wedding hall and open, like, you know, like the Jubilee we had here some weeks ago, where they made streets and they line the streets with tables. You make a street into sort of a festive hall. So he says that would not be the Medrash says that seems to be okay. And therefore, look at the last paragraph. Perhaps you can say a Talmud Chacham. Maybe it's not appropriate for him, someone of a very dignified stature, to be eating in public and, you know, so exposed to all the people who are passing by. Okay, but otherwise, says the Chashuk Echemed, otherwise it would seem to be okay. Gam ha'achila ba'otobus mistabesh she'ein adoim lekelev. And again, eating on a bus, he said, is not really dog-like behavior, mishum she'ein ha'olech v'eichel. Because again, he's not walking. He's stationary. Ulam, he concludes, But a Talmud Chacham should try and avoid that. Now, what about drinking? Are you allowed to walk down the street sipping a coffee or drinking a can of Coke? So it says the Shailas and Shuvas of the Siach Yitzchok. This is back in Tof Reish Sadi Dalet. So this goes back. This goes back to just pre-war, 1934, I think. So he says, Nistapakti. Behold the nisuk by Rambam, and he quotes the above the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch. Shaychu b'shuk pasul edus im gamash sheisa b'shuk b'chlal zeh. Is drinking included? Is it caught by this restriction? Because the shas the Gemara tells us shtiya b'chlal achila. Drinking is included in eating. So he concludes after a fairly long tshuva. L'zayis bevadaim ochel rak kazayis b'shuk nifsal adikin leidus. He says, for those who say eating a kazayis in the shuk is posel edus, l'shitzas hamardachai b'perek zebeira, shedavka achila b'pas ne'em zayis. This is what we saw before in Tosfos. Only a full meal is a problem. V'cheinu shitzas ha-tosfos, what I mentioned earlier. Bevadai she'ein posel b'shtiyas mayim b'shuk, and therefore just drinking water in the public would not be a problem. Omam v'shosa yayin v'chodeme adayin yesh lachkar. You could say that drinking wine, because wine has got a status already of it's meal-like. For example, we say kiddush makom suda. If you were to bedieved, if you were to just drink the glass of wine, that counts as makom suda. So you could say that wine is different, but other beverages, other drinks, cold hot drinks, then he says lechera would be okay. Now, what about snacks? What about sweets? Chewing gum? What about is that a problem? So I came across the tshuva of the Divrei Bnei Yahu. His name is Benoyahu Dayan, that's his name. And in a long tshuva, in a sikkum, he points about five or six conclusions. And let's go through these conclusions because it basically summarizes the key points that we've said. Number one, this is the bottom box, paragraph six. Besikkum, Adam she'echol yesu mepam achas ba'achila, kever bepas b'shuk. Someone who eats regularly a proper full meal in the shuk, har ze posel edus. He says that midrash bonon he is posleidus avlim ochul rak pam achas then nearer the ein leposlev. It's occasional eating. Once he says mistom he means occasional as opposed to being koveya. So then occasional eating in the shuk would be okay. I think people who eat generally in the street, it's not a koveya. You're not doing it on a regular basis. I sometimes see people walk down the street. There was a period of time I used to cross this person who used to be eating sort of a sandwich on his way to work. And that maybe that is kvias. Maybe that's how he has breakfast every day. So maybe that could be a kvias. But occasional, you know, here and there, it would seem not. Number two, achilas arai kagenim eichel peres in a nifsal b'kach. Snacks, for example, eating an apple or some fruit or whatever, some nash, then that doesn't puzzle you. He's not saying it's the most appropriate behavior to walk down the street and eating. It's not perhaps the most refined way of behaving. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just being a bit sensitive to it, and maybe other people, I think my boys in school will think I'm nuts. Maybe it's a generational thing, I don't know. But I don't think it's so tsanua to be eating down, you're walking down the street and eating, maybe.
I was going on the train from work today, and there was a man sitting next to me with a shawarma in pizza.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not, yeah. So I don't know if he was Jewish or not Jewish, if he's postulators, not postulators, but either way, of course, we're talking about edus for Ben Yisrael, but there's something a little bit unrefined about it. There's no question. The Gemara says it's not appropriate behavior. It's undignified behavior. So the second het would be achivas arai, that just snacking is not. It doesn't pass you for edus. Number three, Talmud Chacham. Then loy lehimona gam meachilas peres b'shuk. He should refrain from eating even snacks in the shuk. In the marketplace, or mikol mokum, mokum tzorech gadol, mutzul lo aflechol pas b'chanos b'shuk. However, b'tzorech gadol, even a Talmud Chacham would be allowed to, etc., like the Rambam Paskins. Number four, ha'echol b'misada hanimses b'rechayv sov l'shulchan. This is the Chashuk Echemetz case. Eating in a restaurant which has tables on the pavements, ein nifsal le'edus, because again, you're not echol v'hoylech, you're not walking in the street. You're sitting there. And lastly, ba'achila sukaria, eating a sweet, nearer the ein kpei de gamle Talmud Chacham, for a Talmud Chacham to suck a sweet down the street, no one really knows, I guess, and that would not be a problem, there'd be no kpei de on that. Va'amachmir gam bazeh tovel of brocha. Again, if you want to be machmir in this, tovel of brocha. So, just to summarize, that was the summary, but eating in public, it's considered unrefined, undignified in the eyes of Chazal to eat in public, and therefore l'chatchila one should try and avoid it. Does it actually puzzle you for edus? Well, we've seen lots of get-outs, as it were. One is if you're not eating a proper full meal, you're not eating bread, hot shawarma on a train, right? But you're eating just a snack, or you do it occasionally, or if it's drinking, or you're eating in a, you know, in a table at a restaurant and you're stationary. So there are lots and lots of heterim. But is it ideal to be eating in public? Again, it seems to be unrefined, undignified behavior, which, if possible, should be avoided. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.